With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Saving starts with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
KFI AM 640, you're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We are on the radio from 1 until 4 live. Then after 4 o'clock, you could hear us endlessly on the iHeart app.
What?
It's called...
We're not doing an endless show.
John and Ken on demand. That's the podcast, and there was a story today that some people are listening to podcasts 24/7.
You are going to get to that story later.
That's right. And I thought...
This is my follow-up to yesterday's story on loneliness.
Yes.
About how people at grocery stores want to go to the checkout cashier to talk to them.
Right.
This is kind of the same thing, more loneliness.
Yeah. Well, look, we're here for the lonely. And if you need two voices in your head all day and night, we're the guys for you, okay?
And in answer to a question I have, I see people walking around always with like the AirPods in their ears, like all the time.
Yes.
I guess that's probably what they're doing. They can't be without a voice in their head.
Right.
So it'll be a vagrant.
Can you think of two better voices than our voices in your head?
It's a good selling job you did with that story.
Yeah.
I got an exciting news. Petco, Southern California Petco stores are now open as cooling centers for pets. So if you want to drop them off to get cool. No, it is true. So they'll take on your... All pets of all breeds, shapes, and sizes. They'll have access to clean water, and they'll be able to sit in cool air in case you don't have air conditioning at home.
Now, their owners can't stay there, though. Just the pets.
Well, then they have to babysit the pets.
Because who would bring your pet to a Petco cooling center? It'd be vagrants, right? So they better watch what walks in there, because I go to Petco all the time. I don't want to run into Mr. Vagrant, Mr. Methhead.
Just over a week later, well, the world is looking more normal again. The hurricane is not coming to Southern California. It is bearing down on Florida. We're going to get a report now from Jim Ryan, ABC News for KFI, who's posted in Tampa. This is expected to hit the Gulf Coast there. Let's find out the latest.
Okay, is it the end of the world, Jim?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Okay, good. Thanks, Jim.
Has everyone fled but you?
They have fled, yeah. They fled. They headed for higher ground, literally higher ground.
Yeah.
Well, or clear across the state to the east. They went over to Orlando or somewhere else, maybe up toward Georgia. But, of course, the storm is going to follow them up to Georgia and then into the Carolinas later in the week. But for right now, it is a Category 2 hurricane. It just reached that at the last update when the National Weather Service gave its update. The winds now are sustained at 100 miles per hour. The storm is still coursing toward the north through the historically warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico, and that's giving it a lot of energy. And so by the time it makes landfall, probably tomorrow morning sometime, it's going to pack a powerful punch. Could be up to Hurricane 3, Category 3 status.
And what cities are going to get it the worst? Like, where is it headed? Where is it most likely to dump the most rain and the 100-mile-plus winds?
Well, thank God, it probably won't hit a big major city. It's going to be up to the north of Tampa, but between Tampa and Tallahassee, in what they call the Big Bend area, right where the peninsula meets the Florida Panhandle, right there in the crotch. It's going to be a big kick in the crotch.
I don't think they call it the crotch.
No, they don't.
The Florida crotch.
But there's a lot of nature preserve there.
Well, you're right. You're right. The Big Bend seagrass aquatic preserve is there. And you're right. There's a lot of valuable real estate there, historically and naturally valuable. But it's not people. Fortunately, there are some small communities there. They're all being evacuated now. These evacuations are mandatory in places like Tampa, right along the shoreline. But up there in the area where it's expected, where the modeling is showing that it's going to make landfall, there aren't any real coastal communities. They're not within, spitting distance of the shoreline. They're 5 or 10 miles inland, which should protect them from the worst of the storm
surge. Because the government has, like, cordoned off huge areas in that part of Florida as a nature preserve.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nobody living there where the center of the hurricane is supposed to hit.
So I think my question was, didn't they get hit with a hurricane on that part of the state a couple of years ago that caused big storm problems?
Hurricane Ian a year ago.
That's the one.
Right. Struck down around, south of Cape Coral and Fort Myers. It was the third costliest storm in Florida history. Billions, something like $100 billion damage. 161 people died. And so this storm comes along less than a year later, and folks in Tampa sit up and say, you know what? Remember what happened about a year ago? Perhaps we should pack our bags and go away. And that's what they've done.
Yeah,
that's what you're seeing. People are actually leaving.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's in Fort Myers, because we drove through that a few months ago, because my wife spent a lot of time growing up in Sarasota. And Fort Myers, the beach area, was completely obliterated.
Yeah.
Because they went to bed and they were told that the hurricane was going to travel well north. And overnight, it took a right turn that nobody expected.
Sure.
And so they were waking up to complete devastation. Just blew almost every building on the barrier islands.
Right.
Off their moorings.
Well, certainly that's why. And these storms, the science has gotten very good over the years, but still, it's not perfect. And it could take a right turn. It could smash right into Tampa, where I'm sitting right now. Or it could turn a little to the left and go up into Tallahassee. But for now, the modeling shows that in 13 hours from right now, it should be hitting right around that Big Bend area.
And you're staying right there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're going to stay through the storm?
He's going to stand outside.
Report.
I'm not in television. It's not as dramatic if you're in radio and you stand outside and get blown around.
Do the radio guys make fun of the TV guys for all that theater that they pull off? Yeah. Where they're grabbing the...
And they make fun of us for our tiny paychecks and whatnot.
So. Well, but we could hear the wind if you stood out there. We'd hear the wind on the radio, right?
Let's see what we can hear right now. As a matter of fact,
open the window. Oh, I do hear it. Yeah.
Do you hear a little bit?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely hear that. Yeah.
These are just the way outer bands. It's nothing to write home about.
But you open up your hotel room window.
And is there another storm out in the Atlantic that's sort of making its way?
Franklin is the next one. And it's not expected to affect the United States at all, but it is a monster, too. If you get a chance, check out some of the video captured by the International Space Station today. It flew over or passed over these two big hurricanes out there. Beautiful, beautiful images of these gigantic storms with clearly defined eyes. I mean, they're beautiful to look at, but terrifying to live through.
Now, people in Florida, though, they're kind of jaded about this in some ways, aren't they? They get so many hurricanes.
Well, they do, but it's been, this part of Florida, the West Coast, really hasn't seen that many lately. Now, that one last year, I think, put a scare in everyone, the one down there by Fort Myers. And so, and that's a good thing, because people won't be complacent, perhaps.
I read that this specific area that the hurricane is aimed at hasn't seen one of these in 172 years.
Right. Yeah, and so considering that we had one just 11 months ago and this one comes in now, you know, I think people, and in fact, if you looked at Interstate 4 this morning, headed east over toward Orlando, it was jam-packed with people leaving Tampa, getting out of here. And were it not for Hurricane Ian last year, people might have gotten complacent and said, you know, it's been a long time. We haven't had anything. There's no reason to leave.
All right, Jim, we'll probably check in with you tomorrow, see how you did.
Stay inside your car there.
Okay, see you guys.
All right.
Bye. It's Jim Ryan, ABC News, for KFI, who's in Tampa, Florida. And we heard the rain. I could hear that quite clearly as he opened the window there, as the outer bands of this hurricane are starting to hit the Gulf Coast of Florida, and they are expecting some storm surge. When we come back, and it's interesting when you look at this story, because the El Segundo Times has a link from 6 months ago. L.A. promised to stop wasting so much stormwater. Progress has been painfully slow. So that was 6 months ago when we had a pretty rainy winter. Well, what happened a week ago or so yesterday? We had this Hurricane Hillary come through. Can you guess if we were able to capture much of the storm? Anybody have a guess?
What did they do in the last 6 months?
This is why we're in this endless idiot loop. And we'll talk about it when we come back. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Remember, we're on the air from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, it's the podcast, John and Ken on demand.
Or you can call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886 to reach the Moist line. Well, you've heard this before. Whenever we have a heavy rain, we don't capture much of it. And of course, last winter was pretty rainy into early this year. We didn't capture much. And the story from last week's big storm, Hillary, that hit is pretty much the same deal. This time we get something of an explanation for it from the El Segundo Times. It's because we don't have enough infrastructure to capture all the stormwater. So the infrastructure gets overwhelmed and the rest just runs off to the ocean.
They've had decades to build the infrastructure. I really resent being lectured by these ninnies whenever there's one of their fake droughts. Or whether they want to squawk about their climate change nonsense, and they're always squealing about how we're wasting water.
Yeah.
And the more time goes on and we find out what the truth is, that 80% of the water is used by agriculture, that people use maybe 6% of the water supply. It's true. Go look it up. Yeah. People use 6% of the water supply, and we find out that most of the rain from last year, which was one of the heavier rainfalls we've had. I think it probably was the third or fourth heaviest winter in the last 30, 40 years, something like that.
Right.
And most of it went out to sea. All of Hurricane Hillary went out to sea. And I'm about to smack these people in the face. It's like, would you shut up with your droughts and water shortages, and we have to do conservation, and I can't water my lawn on a Monday, and I can't wash my car on a Saturday? It's like, shut up. Because your job with our tax money is to build the damn infrastructure. And
that's what they do. They have these water bonds. They always get passed. I think there's a county one. There's a state one.
Yes.
What are you doing with that if you're only building? It says here that they were able to capture 10,000 acre-feet of water from Hillary's rainfall. This is L.A. That's 3.2 billion gallons. That's 40,000 households for a year. How many households do you think there are in the city of Los Angeles? Possibly a million or something like that. So it's only 7% of the water the city's captured since October.
And it's a tiny fraction of what fell from the sky.
Right.
And so they're getting just proportionally just a few drops from these storms. It's all going out into the ocean, and it wouldn't matter, except we gave them billions of dollars. But all these water agencies are completely corrupt and lazy, and they're run by stupid people. How could you get billions of dollars and not have all this built decades ago?
It says your county operating spreading grounds captured approximately 8,600 acre-feet of stormwater during Hillary's storms. That's 2.8 billion gallons, but that's only 2% of the county. 2% of the county's stormwater has been captured since October. So that's all. 98% is getting through.
So 98% is flushed out into the ocean. We capture 2%.
Right. And the city did a little better. They captured about 7%.
And
93% made it through.
And the propaganda guys at the El Segundo Times, you remember a few years ago, wrote a glowing story on stormwater infrastructure, a major investment. Well, I guess they spent the money by now. Are they sitting on it? Did they invest it in the stock market? What'd they do? Did they buy Epstein's Island? I mean, what'd they do with all the money? Because they're letting 98% of the rainwater go out to the sea. And so honestly, they should shut up for the rest of our lives.
Oh, yeah. It was called the Safe Clean Water Program, passed by L.A. County voters in 2018 as Measure W. $300 million annually for projects to capture and clean stormwater.
All right. So that's...
This story they did in February said, though, progress has been slow.
So that's 5 years. That's $1.5 billion. And they're only collecting 2% of the water that falls from the sky. They're thieves. All these guys are criminals. They're just stealing money and they're giving themselves huge salaries. That's the truth of it. How could you in 5 years with $1.5 billion and you're still only at 2% of the water captured, and then you're giving us lectures?
The only good side to all this, when it rains, at least the groundwater gets replenished. That doesn't run off. It runs into the ground. It's absorbed by the soil. Because that was a big problem throughout the state during the low rain years. They were running out of groundwater. Was getting pumped out. Remember the farmlands up in central and northern California? They were collapsing because they were pumping so much groundwater.
They were sinking. Probably causes earthquakes.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, last Saturday was supposed to be in San Francisco, the downtown Doom Loop walking tour. We did the story a couple weeks ago when it first got advertised, and some people were suspicious that it was fake, that nobody would really organize a tour to point out the open air drug use, the closed stores, the dirty streets. They thought it was a hoax story. Well, the downtown Doom Loop walking tour did not take place, but it was not a hoax. It was a San Francisco commissioner who put together the planned tour. His name is Alex Ludlum. He's on, what a name, the Commission on Community Investment and Infrastructure. He's resigned. The tour didn't take place, and he resigned from the position, I guess because of all the blowback that how dare you do something so negative in our beautiful city. Instead, they did the Tenderloin walking tour, a more positive look that had about 80 people show up.
Kid, isn't this fascinating about human nature? We were talking about this the other day. If you tell the truth, you're chased out of the town. You're booed off the stage if you tell the truth. If you sell a fantasy, it's like, oh, this is wonderful. If you lie, they applaud. If you tell the truth, they get angry.
I'm reminded of Buffalo. Now, why would I say that? Because you know I went to school there.
Yeah, flashback.
And I used to run into residents who lived there, and I thought, man, when I'm done, I'm not going to live here. But they got very defensive. People who were born and raised and still live there circled the wagons and act like, why would you say that? It's a beautiful small city. But you look at the population figures, and for the most part, people left. Well, people left.
People always, most people, right, always carry on as if their hometown is the greatest thing in the world.
If they stayed there.
If they stayed there.
Yeah, people because, who leave don't always say that.
Because
right?
they don't want to be seen as a loser. If they say,
that's what it is.
It's a self-defense mechanism in order to justify the decisions they've made in life or the way the outcome of their life has been. I met some of those Buffalo people because we worked with them in upstate New York, right?
There were some Buffalo people,
and you were right.
They get defensive.
Yes, they were belligerent if you made a Buffalo joke. It's like, sit down. I met a Buffalo.
The stats don't lie. People left Buffalo. They left Detroit. They're leaving San Francisco. All of your happy talk can't deny the reality. The stores are closing. People are leaving, and there's a reason for that. It's a mess right now. Urban decay. This guy said, I regret that my attempt to bring attention to the deplorable street conditions and rampant criminality in my neighborhood has been misconstrued as a mockery of suffering individuals. Satire is a poor way to address the grave issues we face as a city. He wrote a letter to the mayor.
You know, that was kind of a backhanded way to stand his ground there.
It was.
But you know what? He should be blatant and open about it. He should say, look, this is a hellhole, okay? There's literally thousands of drug addicts dying in the street. So stop living in your fantasy world, expecting all of us to sugarcoat and go along with your nonsense. You're all lying. That's what he should do. Everyone's so afraid of the truth. It's fascinating how the human mind works.
Originally, when they advertised this tour, I like this sentence. You can come see the outposts of the nonprofit industrial complex and the deserted department stores. Mm-hmm. And that's what we call it, too, the homeless industrial complex. He calls it the nonprofit industrial complex. These are just these organizations that feed off all the public dollars to, quote, solve the problems that they don't solve.
It is a racket.
Put out happy press releases like we talked about an hour ago that the county did on all those homeless RVs out there in East Gardena. Same thing. They just put out happy press releases, but the problems persist.
The homeless executives are evil. They're absolute evil. They are sucking dry the taxpayer and all the people who donate money to these causes. and they try to shield themselves with this holier-than-thou halo that look at the beautiful things we're doing for the downtrodden. They're probably as cynical and negative as we all are, but they're making so much money, they try to shame you into not criticizing them. They try to shame this guy for telling the truth. And, you know, that's where the big war is in this country. It's between people who see the truth and people who have a financial interest in pretending this truth doesn't exist. And their weapon is to try to use shame. And you should never back off to these people. Because if you actually stand in there, you're going to win because you're right. Like, the Tenderloin District is a disgusting hellhole. And it doesn't matter how many people criticize this Alex Ludlam, they're still wrong, and that place is still gross.
And he says it comes down to one problem, unchecked drug dealing.
Yeah.
That's the root of all our current problems. And everything will suffer, especially downtown, until the markets are closed.
Right. Because they decriminalized drug use. Public drug use, they stopped arresting people, they stopped forcing people into treatment.
They do harm reduction, which is to give people needles, Narcan.
Which is to give them drugs and to help facilitate the drugs. So they've done the opposite of what would work, and so this is the proper outcome. I mean, if I had never heard of this, you told me, okay, we're no longer going to arrest for drug possession. We're not going to put them in jail. We're not going to force them into treatment. And we're going to give them all the tools they need to continue to inject themselves with dangerous poisons. I would say, okay, you know what's going to happen? You're going to end up with thousands of people stumbling like zombies in the street, and eventually they're all going to die. That would have been my sight unseen, right? And of course,
you've said that before. Maybe that is the solution, just to let them all die. That's what these politicians are doing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They don't care. When they do their public service scaremongering about, hey, you know, it's really hot today, go to a cooling center, or hey, we got a hurricane coming, better go to dry ground. They don't really care.
Isn't it odd, though? This is the same crowd that wants to control your life, what car you drive, whether or not you live in an urban setting. Right,
because it's about control.
But instead, when it comes to all the drug people lying on the sidewalk, they don't care. They don't try to control their lives. Just let it be.
No, they want to control their lives of people who've succeeded in capitalism. That's who they want to punish. The failures, the people who fail at competing, they want to turn into these noble creatures, noble success stories.
Or reasons to overturn the system.
Right? Right, exactly. Use them as fodder for their arguments, like, look, all these people dying in the streets. Obviously a failure of capitalism. And then the people who succeed in a capitalist society, it's like, well, you have to be punished. We have to take away your money. We're going to control where you drive and how and what time you drive. And we're going to, you know, that's what's at the base of this ideology, the base of this belief system.
All right, when we come back, yesterday we brought you a chapter on the epidemic of loneliness. The El Segundo Times featured people who go to the grocery store and look to talk to the cashier. Another chapter on loneliness is people who can't stop listening to podcasts every minute of every day. We'll tell you that story coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And we're in favor of that kind of loneliness.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on the radio 1 till 4, and then after 4 o'clock, it's the John and Ken on demand podcast. Gets posted on the iHeart app. And this is a cure for your loneliness.
The Washington Post has been doing a series, just I think like the El Segundo Times has been doing, on Americans suffering from loneliness. They have a series that examines how technology can bring us together, but also tear us apart. And this story, the one they posted this week, is about people who listen to podcasts 24/7, nonstop, around the clock. Some, even when they doze off, it's still in their ears.
I think that's great.
You do?
Yes. In fact, I have a suggestion. If there's one podcast to listen 24/7, what would that be?
Can I guess?
Go ahead.
The John and Ken On Demand podcast.
That is correct, sir. You'll never be alone. There's four of us. There's four voices in your head.
Do the podcasts come with her news and stuff, too?
Oh, no they don't. But they come with her vegan lectures. Those make the cut.
and those moist line people taking shots at her.
Right, exactly. So you can hear
riveting
constant vegan debate.
Kyra Pellant. It's a person's name, Kyra or Kira. Kira Pellant. She lives in L.A. She wakes up at 6 a.m. and puts her AirPods and starts listening to podcasts. Shows about wellness, true crime. She commutes to work for a job as a marketer. Then she has a second job as a workout instructor, but the podcasts are still going. And she's still listening while she cooks, winds down, and then falls asleep. Podcast still playing.
What is wellness? What's a podcast about wellness?
Is it probably tips on health and
exercise.
Like two women, and they go, you know, I feel good. You feel good? I feel good, too.
How do you know it's a woman or women?
Men.
You wouldn't believe
men don't
out there.
Talk about wellness.
Yes, they do.
They do not.
How do you know?
Eric, you know any men who talk about wellness? No.
Well, we talk about going to the gym and stuff.
There you go. Working out.
Wellness.
Yeah, no, we don't categorize it as wellness.
Oh, okay.
We categorize it as working out.
Come on, Ken. Help me out here.
Me?
Yeah.
Ken, when was the last time you talked with another guy about wellness?
Ken walks. He likes to walk. He cares about what he eats. He doesn't eat a hamburger every single day.
Not that we exercise. Wellness.
That's part of it.
It's a whole podcast. They go on for an hour.
Yeah, John's right, though. Deborah, how many of these shows could you do?
I don't know, because I don't really listen to podcasts, but maybe I should.
What do they do? Like, when they get to episode two.
After they've gone through the stereotypes about being well, right?
What are you going to say?
What do they do in episode two?
Like, I can understand if you did a podcast on illnesses, right? Because, you know, illnesses are fascinating. 1,000 things can go on with your body, and it can be all disgusting and gross and tragic. I mean, that could go on all day.
How about recovering from illness?
All right, recovering.
That's part of wellness.
But wellness is about making sure you're always well.
Now, happiness. Back to people who listen to podcasts 24/7. It's all part of the loneliness crisis. It takes the place of casual chatter with friends, or it mimics the feeling. Pellant said, I just like listening to hearing humans talk. It reminds me we're all connected.
Okay, I listen to a lot of podcasts, but I don't listen to podcasts to feel connected to someone else. I'm trying to get some information.
We're all connected.
Including your own podcast, I guess.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm giving information to my listeners.
You should get into wellness. I think you should shift away from the sports stuff and get it. That's all the rage. And then I like this one. A woman named Praise Tolbert. Praise?
These names aren't real.
Full-time mom in Florida. She uses podcasts to combat intrusive thoughts. A difficult symptom of her bipolar disorder.
Oh, so the other voices in your head replace those thoughts in your head. Yeah.
Yes, and she, I think, is she the one with the kid? And the kid wants to know why she's always got the, she has a three-year-old. Yeah.
And she has a three-year-old, right.
The three-year-old wants to know why she always is listening to a podcast. And she can't explain to him that mommy has all these voices talking to her in her head, and the podcast voices chase the other voices away.
But you're still sticking with you recommend this for people, just as long as it's a John and Ken podcast.
I recommend our show, yes. If people are going to do this, I can't control what goes on out there. I'm just saying we have the perfect show to listen to 24/7 because I think there's thousands of our shows on the iHeartRadio app. So
over the weekend, I clicked the story, clickbait. It's the opposite of this one. It's called silent walking. The idea that you walk and you have nothing playing in your head.
Yes.
You're not talking on the phone. You're not looking at your phone. You're not listening to a podcast, not listening to music. You're just walking with your own thoughts, a chance for you to just kind of collect yourself.
That's
completely opposite.
That's what I like doing. I like being alone.
I've seen a walk, dude.
I don't need. Well, I'll walk. I'll walk.
This is like the Macy's story.
Right, exactly.
I've gone to Macy's.
Buy a suit?
I've walked through Macy's, okay?
It's a good one. I've walked through Macy's silently.
Silently. No podcasts. You know, I do have those voices in my head, but.
All right. Well, don't forget the John and Ken On Demand podcast is there for you. If you are a 24/7 person, you can listen to it. It's a 3-hour show, so they can listen to it 8 times a day. Yeah.
1,300? We have
1,376 total right
1,376.
1,379 after at 4 o'clock.
Okay, so there you go. 1,379 separate hours that you could listen to. That'll take you through the weekend. Don't bitch about loneliness to us, okay? We've done our part.
All right, well, we like to keep you up to date with things. What's going on with the speed camera bill in Sacramento? It could be coming to a neighborhood near you. They're already trying it out in some places. This, of course, would automatically send you a ticket if you go a certain amount over the speed limit. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark Lott in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.